wrestling here. Sky City Wrestling team's off to a very good start here. And we've got a very young group of kids. I think we got three freshmen and a sophomore that are going to be joining us here. And we're going to start off with a couple of the wrestlers on the boys team, the 106-pounder Trenton Frank. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing all right, thank you. And you've been up to off to a great start here this year. You've won a couple of tournaments, and I mean, first and foremost, it has to feel great to kind of be kind of around that weight to be wrestling again.
Yeah, it's nice to actually be weight this year, for sure.
And you can still eat a little bit, but have enough room to lose, right?
Yeah, I just have to kind of watch it.
Okay, but, you know, you got the big tournament win. You had some big wins there at Hoxie the first weekend, last weekend. You kind of cruised through your tournament down in Ulysses. How do you feel like that you've been wrestling maybe this year so far?
I think my top position is way better, but other than that, it's been going pretty good so far.
All right, and what are some of the maybe the challenges you've had maybe early on?
I need to probably work on shooting more and hand control, but other than that.
All right. And do you feel like that things are going pretty well and you're a lot more confident this year?
Yeah, I'd say I'm more confident just because weight-wise and I guess a little bit more strength-wise also.
I mean, you kind of feel like maybe still early on this year you're still a little bit under the radar, right?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, you kind of got to like that, don't you?
Yep.
All right. Saturday, though, it could be a big weekend for you there. You're going to see some pretty good kids. What are you looking forward to the most there at Abilene?
Just to wrestle my best, and hopefully our team can do pretty good as well.
All right. What are you looking to accomplish this year?
I'd just say getting better in general and maybe making state.
All right. Yeah, you were pretty close last year, weren't you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out for you and get a good record there this weekend and win some good matches here. Good job so far this year, Trenton, and good luck to you coming up this weekend.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Once again, the sophomore Trenton Frank at 106 pounds. We're going to bump up a couple of weight classes and move up to 126 pounds, and it's Matthew, right?
Yeah.
All right. Matthew Wheeler, how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How about you?
All right. Doing all right. Thank you. And welcome to the show for the first time.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. I think this is the third sibling of the Wheelers I've had on. So.
Yeah. All
probably. Right. But you've had a great season so far. How has it been for you?
I'd say it's been pretty good. I mean, I'm definitely still pretty confident considering how long I've wrestled. But the two-minute periods, they definitely get to you coming from minute 30 in middle school and you know, having the patience to keep that time.
It's, yeah.
Keep your endurance out through the whole match.
It's a little bit surprising, you know, you don't think about it, but that extra 30 seconds a period, per period that you're wrestling now, it's a big thing early on, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. And wrestling the upperclassmen, they are quite a bit stronger compared to the opponents last year.
You had a pretty good start to the season at Hoxie, and I think you were, what, second, third?
I got third place.
Third, okay. And then following week, go down to Ulysses and win that tournament there. And what did you maybe learn that helped you out in Ulysses compared to your first weekend?
I would definitely say that trying to pace myself more throughout the match instead of being so impatient that I'm just gassed in the first period. And I feel like I could still improve on patience, but, I mean, I feel like if I think I can get the pin, I'm going to go for it. And
all right.
Even if I end up getting gassed off of it.
All right. But what do you think that you've done well this year so far?
I would probably say probably neutral and being on top, being able to ride people out. And I still need to work on setting up my shots better. But other than that, it's been pretty good.
All right. Looking forward to the challenge this weekend at Abilene?
Yeah, definitely. I really would like to get a ranked spot
all
this
right.
weekend.
Hopefully that'll work for you here. Good start to the season in your high school career, Matthew. And good luck to you coming up here this weekend.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, freshman Matthew Wheeler, 126 pounds, joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We got a couple more kids making their debut. They're going to be off to the girls wrestling team, and it's the lightest two weight classes. So how are we going to do that? Okay. We're going to start with a freshman and end with a freshman, so how about that? We're going to have our first one here, 105 pounds. It's Haley McDaniel. How are you doing this evening?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, kind of like I had the third Wheeler on earlier. I got the third McDaniel sibling on here. Or is that right? No, fourth.
Yep.
So, man, how about that? So we saved the best for last, right?
I don't know about that.
I don't know, but you've decided to come out for wrestling, and you've watched a lot of wrestling throughout the years, and how have you liked it so far?
I'm enjoying it. It's been good.
All right. What are some things that you've really enjoyed the most about wrestling so far?
I just enjoy, like, being around the team mm-hmm. and just having fun, and then wrestling, of course. It's mm-hmm. good. It's fun.
You started off pretty well at Hoxie. I think you won that tournament, if I'm not mistaken.
I did, yes.
What was that moment like for you?
It was exciting. I was really happy with mm-hmm. myself.
And then you come back with a sixth-place finish at Great Bend last weekend, and that was a huge tournament there. And what was that environment like at Great Bend?
It was really big. There was a lot of teams there. It was a hard tournament.
All right. What were some of the things that you really took away from that tournament?
I think that I need to work on my shooting, mm-hmm. being able to set up a shot and finish it, and maybe on bottom I need to work on my hand control.
All right. And have you applied some of that at practice this week then?
I have, yes. I've been working on that.
All right.
Bit.
What's probably been your strength so far?
I think on top I wrench the tight waist really well. And I find a way to turn them usually.
Okay. Well, that's always pretty good. It's always worth some points, right?
Yeah.
All right. What are you looking to accomplish here, maybe at not only Hoisington this weekend, but throughout this season?
I just want to win and do mm-hmm. good at all the tournaments, wrestle to the best of my ability.
All right. Well, you're off to a good start here. Your first year out for wrestling, and congratulations on a good start here. And this wasn't so bad, was it?
No. It's no. Good.
All right. Well, you did well. Thank you again, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, that was freshman Haley McDaniel at 105 pounds, and we're going to get the 100-pound wrestler, and Andrina Ortiz. Did I say your name right?
Yeah.
Good. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, and like with the others, it's your debut as well. So, you know, are you nervous or anything?
Yeah.
It's not too bad, I promise you. But you've kind of like with Haley... Is it your first year out for wrestling as well, or did you do it in middle school?
I did it in middle school.
Okay. But, of course, being a freshman, your first year for high school, what did you maybe learn from the middle school that you've been able to kind of possibly duplicate at the high school level? Some things that you've gotten good at and improved upon.
Yeah, I think I've gotten better at shooting and, like, setting up my shot, I guess. I don't really know.
Well, you've had some good moments here this year, but what was that first high school wrestling match? What was that moment like for you when you're getting ready to go out on the mat for the first time?
It wasn't too bad. I was just a little nervous. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you got the win.
Yeah.
And then you were second at Hoxie, and then seventh at Great Bend.
Yeah.
What were those tournaments like for you the first couple weekends of the season? How did you feel like you wrestled?
I think I did pretty good. Mm-hmm. Great Bend was a big tournament. It was a little tough, but I think I did good.
With that many teams and probably that many wrestlers, quite a few wrestlers in your weight class, was that maybe a little intimidating early on?
Yeah, it was.
But what did you maybe learn along the way that weekend?
You just kind of have to stay confident with yourself and not, like, overthink it too much, because I thought, like, I was going to do way worse, but I did pretty good.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes the exceeding the expectations or maybe the thought process, that gives you a little bit more confidence along the way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what would you like to achieve this year?
Probably bottom. Mm-hmm. I kind of struggle at that, like hand control and all mm-hmm. that. But I think building a base, I've gotten better mm-hmm. at and keeping it. But yeah.
You got a specific goal in mind? What you'd like to do here throughout the season?
This is kind of far away, but probably try to get to state, make it to state.
Well, I think that's a good goal.
Yeah.
So hopefully things work out for you. You've had a good season so far, and you did well on here. And I know you got looking forward to hopefully Hoisington this week, or Friday, I believe it is.
Yeah.
Thanks again, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, freshman Adriana Ortiz joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And now we get to head coach Dakota Hayes, as the youngsters did a good job here on the radio here, a lot of them with their debut here. But we get Coach Dakota Hayes, a veteran on the radio here, from golf to wrestling. I don't know. I think we even talked football before. Yep. I don't know what we haven't talked about, but you had a great weekend last week. Friday and Saturday, your girls went to a 37-team tournament there at Great Bend and finished in the, I think, in the upper half, upper third, I believe it was. And then
we finished 12.
Okay, 12 out of 37. I think with kind of some youth and a little bit of experience sprinkled in, I think you have to be pretty excited about how you guys did it. Such a tough tournament.
Absolutely. I think those girls really responded. They wrestled well. Some of them were pretty nervous right out of the gate. I mean, this is the biggest tournament and two-day weigh-in and all that kind of stuff that some of them ever wrestled at. But they wrestled really, really tough. And for us to be able to finish even in the top 15, I mean, you're thinking you're competing against teams like Great Bend and Hayes and Olathe and Tonganoxie and all of them. I think we only lost to a couple 4A or below teams. I think it was Oakley and Hoisington and somebody else. I can't really remember. But for them to compete at such a high level at such a tough tournament this early on, it shows a lot of promise to kind of the direction that we're headed and all that kind of stuff. And it was really awesome to see and be a part of. So,
and you had, and along the way there, you had quite a few of your wrestlers reach that quarterfinal round. And I think, just from week one to week two, I think that just is a great step in the right direction.
It is. A lot of these girls are improving day by day and week by week. And they're putting things together and trying to go for, things that they're starting to chain wrestle a little bit. And so instead of just hitting one move and stopping, they're hitting one and going to another and just keep moving and trying to create opportunities for themselves. And it's really awesome to see that they're doing that. So,
and you also have to love the fact that not only do you have the experience of your three-year wrestlers out there, but you're also getting some of these rookies into high school or second-year wrestlers maybe from that wrestling in eighth grade. And they're really starting to work with each other quite well here, and I think just kind of push each other and challenge each other in the practice room.
Yeah, that's a big thing. I mean, when you're wrestling somebody at a high level week in and week out every day at practice, at the end of the day, it's going to make you better. And so being able to push each other in that wrestling room instead of having to figure out what your weaknesses are at a tournament or something, it's great. Have those opportunities to try to get better within the room and get pushed and not really be content with the position that you're in and try to get better is all part of a great system. So,
yeah, and, your girls have another good challenge, and I think this is a great tournament for you guys because there's the possibility you'll see a lot of these teams in regionals in February coming up on Friday at Hoisington, and there's some good teams there, some of the similar ones from last weekend, but still some opportunities to maybe knock off some of those girls that you guys lost to the previous week.
Yeah, chances are we'll probably see quite a few of the girls that we saw last weekend. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're looking at a Russell, Russell, Hoisington, all those teams. So being able to have a second shot at them and seeing if we've improved at all in some of the areas that we need to improve, it's really, really important. And definitely down the road when we're going to possibly see them at a regional. Keisha still hasn't even came out with regionals, so we don't even know where we're going quite yet. But to be able to know what we need to work on to be able to push that at the end of the season is awesome to see, especially because now we're getting ready to go on Christmas break and we have plenty of time to really review and watch some film and try to figure out, okay, we need to do this instead of that, or we need to work on this instead of that. And so the timing of it is actually pretty really, really good.
Flip it over to the boys' side, and they really dominated that tournament at Ulysses on Saturday. There were some really good weight classes there and some ones where you guys were able to cruise and get some confidence there, but I think you won five of the weight classes there, and really got to start with your seniors just kind of stepping up there and kind of setting the example there and taking care of business.
Yeah, those guys stepped in, and they knew that it was a tournament that we could win, so the confidence of that coming in was really, really big, but they all wrestled really tough, took care of business, and if they could get the fall, they got the fall. And Tanner, he lost to a Ulysses kid last year at league, and he told me it's going to be a different match. And I had one of the coaches send me film and all that kind of stuff, and was watching it the other day, and he took care of business. He went out there, mm-hmm. and he knew what he was going to do, and he knew how he could do it, and he played his game and wrestled a great match. Trenton, in the finals, he wrestled a great match and took care of business and did what he needed mm-hmm. to do. And watching all those guys, you know, Colin did well. Caden ran into a tough kid in mm-hmm. Wyatt Gardner from Leota. And you know, that kid's not a slouch.
He's,
you know, multiple state qualifier and state placer and all that kind of stuff. And seeing some of them is just as good as getting out there and wrestling some of the guys that are freshmen or anything like that. And we were short a 44-pounder, and Easton Eisenhower really stepped up and wrestled well. I think Aiden was taking the ACT. But those guys came together, wrestled really tough, and got a good team win and some great confidence coming out of that. So.
Yeah, you get the Matthew Wheeler winning at 126 as a freshman there. That tournament's pretty good. And I know Alex had a really tough bracket. That was a pretty loaded bracket.
I think
there's a Lakin kid. And then, of course, the Holcomb kid, Martinez, I believe. And then the Ulysses kid, one of the Salinas brothers there at 138. You look at that weight class, and that was probably the deepest weight class there.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, going into that tournament, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, this could be good for us, mm-hmm. Seeing that competition early on. I don't know really when we'll bump into Ulysses again besides our tournament or even Holcomb. I think it's our tournament, and you know. But being able to see those guys and figure out what we need to work mm-hmm. on and possibly, you know, get Alex another trip to that state tournament. So.
Yep, and, you know, you get Ricker with second-place finish as well. So pretty good top-heavy there, and really some good placings along the way there. But you take a look at what's coming up here next. It's going to be a first big, really, challenge, too. I mean, not taking it away, but the team-wise, I guess you could say, the big challenge there with a lot of 4A schools and not knowing who you're going to be in with the regional or not yet. But it's a lot of seeds at stake on Saturday.
It is. You know, we're getting to see Abilene for the mm-hmm. first time, and it's part of the reason why we go to this tournament. Mm-hmm. We get to see Abilene. We get to see Pratt. We get to see Marysville. We get to see Santa Fe Trail, which, I mean, this is the only time we'll see Santa mm-hmm. Fe Trail up until state. Abilene for the last few years, and Marysville, and Pratt wasn't, but it's a lot of regional competition. Yeah. And so some of that stuff is on the line a little bit as far as seeding criteria mm-hmm. when we get to that regional seeding meeting. And so it'll be a good test for some of our guys, and hopefully we can wrestle to our ability and come out ahead. So.
Yep, and I think you got to kind of like where your team is here first couple of weeks of the season.
Yeah, no, you know, we got two tournaments under mm-hmm. our belts. We got two tournaments wins and a dual win, and the guys are really clicking well, and we're getting ready to go on a little break and let them get rested up and hit the trail a little hard coming back. So,
and also this is an exciting time for these wrestlers as well. They get that certification, and boy, they get excited about that extra pound.
Yeah. So after Christmas, everything bumps up 2 pounds, and so you know 106 is now 108. So they get a growth allowance yeah. after Christmas, and that kind of gets them all excited a little bit. So instead of having to weigh 106 yeah. at every tournament, we can weigh 108 or, you know, so on and so forth. And they love it. So
as a guy like myself that likes to eat, I can handle that every day.
Yeah, right.
All right. Once again, Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here from Wisconsin Ace Hardware. Wrestlers off to a great start here this year and looking for good opportunities here this weekend. Coach, thank you for the time here as always, and good luck to you guys this weekend.
Yep. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.